When you think of getting a dog, most people think of going to pick one out of a newborn litter and bringing home an adorable tiny puppy. But there are countless older dogs out there in need of homes too. These dogs have been lost, forgotten, and stranded in shelters where they eagerly await a family to come and give them a new home. Many people open their hearts and their homes to these rescue dogs, and one of these people is Professor Michelle, Jeffrey, and Vincy. I'm Emily Moore, a student in the dog course, and I talked to Professor GV, a Spanish professor here at Lafayette College, who would consider herself a dog person.
I think we're dog people. I think, you know, our family is the kind of family that has a dog in it. We've always been that way, and we like it that way.
Professor GV and her husband had their first dog, a whippet named Sammy, for 13 years. Then, after fostering a German Shepherd Rottweiler mix, who was not the right match for them, they found themselves looking for a new dog.
But at the time, my husband had lost his father, and he was grieving. And he was looking at Greyhound adoption sites to kind of, you know, make himself feel better. And I thought, oh, okay, some other life I'll have a golden retriever, but I think my family might need a Greyhound.
So they began to look for a Greyhound to bring into their lives. They found Hope, a 2.5-year-old Greyhound who had been retired from racing. Since Professor GV adopted Hope at the age of 2.5, she missed out on raising her from when she was a puppy. According to Alexander Horwitz, an animal behavior expert, the time when dogs are a few months old is the period of socialization. During this period, they are very curious, exploratory, and open to the world around them. This is the period to introduce them to everything, to make them more accepting and comfortable. Hope was a racing dog during this period. She lived in a cage, was brought out only when she was being trained to race, and was fed only once a day. This bleak lifestyle was what she experienced during her period of socialization. Therefore, Professor GV did not have that critical time to build her bond with Hope.
Puppies are adorable and wonderful and sweet, and I do wonder sometimes what it would have been like to raise her from a puppy. I think it would have been interesting. So I regret that she had to race, but I'm just glad we got her when we did.
Luckily, Professor GV was able to rescue Hope and give her a home. Everything has worked out well, and for the past 2 years, Professor GV has been continuously building a stronger relationship with Hope through training. From her past experiences with dogs, she has learned the value of training an animal.
The second dog that we fostered, we needed to train him because as he became more aggressive and reactive, we needed to be able to know that we could give him commands that he would obey. And even though that dog, you know, wasn't the right dog for our family, training him was a really good experience, not only for him, but for us. And it made us think, gosh, we should train every dog because it deepens your relationship with the dog. It helps you understand better what a dog needs and how a dog communicates, and it's fun. So when we got Hopi, we said, that's something we're going to do.
As John Bradshaw points out in his book, Dog Sense, getting training right is essential to both the welfare of the dog and to the peace of mind of their owners. So while there are many different types of training, not all methods are effective at teaching the dog, and some methods may harm the bond between the dog and the owner rather than strengthen it. One method that Bradshaw advocates is positive reinforcement training. This method involves setting up associations between rewards and things that the owner wants the dog to do. Professor GV has trained Hope using the clicker method of training, in which she uses a clicker to mark the behavior and reinforces this with a treat. This positive reinforcement training has allowed Professor GV to build a strong, positive relationship with Hope in many different ways.
I'm the primary trainer, and it's certainly deepened my relationship with her. We took two different levels of manners classes, and then she got her canine good citizenship certification, which is the first step to being able to do things like agility classes. And so training is, I think, important for us personally as a family, as a dog family, for all those reasons. First, because of the deepening of my relationship, of our family's relationship with the dog. Second, because we know we can trust her in social settings. And third, because it's a way for us to also interact with her in a meaningful way with society.
From basic training, together they have moved on to agility training. At agility training, Hope has learned to go through tunnels, up and down A-frames, over teeter-totters, and much more. But not only has Hope learned a lot, so has Professor GV.
The difficulty is training the human. For me to guide her and tell her where to go and what to do, there's a whole bunch of dance steps, and I'm definitely on the early end of learning them.
As philosopher Lori Gruen explains in her book Entangled Empathy, we are entangled in complex relationships, and we should think about how to be more perceptive and more responsive to the deeply entangled relationships we are in. In order to improve our relationships with our pets, we must understand and learn from them. Professor Jeevy and Hope's work together through cooperative learning and understanding has enabled Professor Jeevy and Hope to strengthen the bond between them and build a meaningful and mutually satisfying relationship.
Your best friends are the ones you go through hell and back with. You know, we spend a lot of time with our dog, and the more time you spend with somebody working on something together and moving towards something positive together, working on a project and watching each other grow and learn, it's for me anyway, it's almost impossible to not feel happier. It's really fun. It sounds goofy to have fun running your dog through tunnels and things, but it's really fun.
Although she did miss out on 2.5 years of bonding with Hope, Professor Jeevy has built her relationship through training. She feels a connection with Hope that most dog owners feel. As Jeffrey Masson explains in his book, The Dog Who Couldn't Stop Loving, dogs and humans together developed a far greater capacity for interspecies love than any other two animals on Earth. When petting a dog, oxytocin, a hormone that enables us to make connections with others, is released in the body, allowing us to share a special bond with dogs. This deep connection is evident in Hope's relationship with Professor Jeevy and her family.
There's something tremendously rewarding about being able to pet an animal and love an animal. It brings your stress level down, your tension level down, to know that there's this animal who's really happy to see you and is really excited to go out for a walk, and I'll run through that hoop, sure. And it just, what I love about her the most is that she makes my family happy, the joy that she brings to my family.
The relationship between Professor Jeevy and Hope is a unique one. With Hope being a rescue dog, the bond had to be built in a different way. Professor Jeevy achieved this through training, not of Hope, but rather with her. As they continue to work together, the bond between them continues to develop and grow stronger. Luckily for Hope, Professor Jeevy opened her heart and welcomed her into her home. Sadly, there are so many other homeless dogs out there who do not have this special relationship. These dogs just need some love, and most of all some hope, that they too can find a loving home.